Nigel Farage hits the campaign trail for Donald Trump in Arizona. By Kurt Zindulka on October 28, 2020. Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage said that the momentum in the election is on the side of President Trump, as he hit the campaign trail in Arizona to support his longtime friend and political ally. In a video message released on social media, Mr. Farage hailed the energy at Trump campaign events, said that he has met with Republican senators and congressmen, and confirmed that he will attend a Trump rally in Phoenix on Wednesday. The one thing you can see amongst the Trump campaign is real enthusiasm, and compare this to the photographs at some of the Biden rallies, where literally almost no one turns up and there seems to be no enthusiasm at all, Farage said. The polls may tell you that Biden's going to win. All I can see and feel is that there is some real momentum now behind the Trump campaign. They are doing well, he added. Ahead of the 2019 general election in the United Kingdom, which was seen by many as another referendum on the decision to leave the European Union, polls predicted that Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party would secure a 28-seat majority in Parliament. The projections turned out to be wildly inaccurate. However, with the Conservative Party securing an 80-seat majority, as millions of so-called red wall voters abandoned the Labour Party over the far-left turn that the party took under the leadership of aging socialist Jeremy Corbyn. Following the election, Nigel Farage said that the landslide would bode well for President Trump's re-election chances, comparing it to the 2016 Brexit referendum, which many claimed was a precursor to Trump's victory in 2016. The referendum vote was a very good omen for him in 2016, and I would have thought it was quite a good omen for him in 2020, Farage said. Some people think it's the most significant thing for Britain since 1945, he said, adding, it is a very, very significant break, and it plays into the president's view that the world should be nations, free market democracies and not globalist bureaucracies. In August, the veteran Brexit campaigner said that stick his neck out again in predicting that President Trump will secure a re-election victory. Mr. Farage said that he was privy to data in private polling that suggested a distinct lack of enthusiasm for and confidence in 77-year-old former Vice President Joe Biden. I am not surprised. The truth is that he is past it. He is not up to the job. He is wholly unfit for high office, and the voters can see it, Farage said. The longtime Trump ally suggested that polling systems in America are fundamentally flawed because conservatives are reluctant to share their voting intentions with opinion gatherers. Given the hysteria of the last few months, I would argue that an even greater number of people may be scared to express any conservative beliefs on a wide range of topics, distorting the polls in the process, he explained. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here, @KurtZindelka.